The shocking event started at around 10:30 last night when the police aircraft went into the Clutha vaults just off the Brimley. More than 100 people were inside watching a live band, and some of them are still trapped. The editor of the Scottish Sun, Gordon Smart, and Labour MP Jim Murphy were passing when it happened.
I could see a helicopter heading towards me and falling like a stone, tumbling out of the sky. And I said to him, I'm watching a helicopter crashing into Glasgow.
You knew people were still in the pub, so your human instinct just takes over and you jump into the pub and get people out.
Yeah, well, we're sitting watching TV tonight and we heard a bang, looked out, there was a big cloud of smoke. The police helicopter was nose in to the pub that I and my partner drank in.
People who were at the doors were kind of shouting, like, over here, like, and people were kind of, like, helping each other out. And we got outside and just kind of trying to find all the people that you knew.
Now, 32 people are being treated in hospitals in the city, but we don't know how many are still inside the building. The Chief Constable of Police Scotland, Stephen House, has updated us on the operation.
As we speak, highly trained firefighters from all over Scotland are carrying out a rescue operation at the scene. They are continuing to make the building safe to allow full examination of the scene to ensure everyone is recovered from the scene.
He's also warned us to expect the number of people who've lost their lives to rise. Just one person's confirmed dead so far. A visibly shaken First Minister Alex Salmond has called it a black day for Glasgow and Scotland.
Our condolences go to those who will be bereaved. Our solidarity with those who've been injured. I think all of us have seen over the last few hours the speed and effectiveness of the mobilisation of the emergency services in dealing with this tragedy. We've also heard of the instinctive courage of ordinary Glaswegians going to assist their fellow citizens in extremity.
An investigation is already underway to try and work out what caused the helicopter to go down.